Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on September 11th, 2011, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
We have a special guest, Jim Lardner. He's a journalist and a former Washington, D.C. cop for 2 years. He's now a senior fellow at DEMOS, an advocacy group, and in 2000, he and Thomas Repetto wrote this wonderful book called NYPD, A City and Its Police. It's a history of the department from the very beginning, and he's here to tell you about the real-life Joseph Petrosino, who's played by Ernest Borgnine in Pay or Die. Jim Lardner.
I bicycled over here. I came across the Williamsburg Bridge, which plays a large part in The Naked City, and I paused at Lafayette and Kenmare Streets, which is, as very few people know, even people like who have businesses and live there, scarcely know that that is Petrosino Square. When we wrote the book 10 years ago, there was a plaque in the memory of Joseph Petrosino. The plaque has now disappeared. I don't know why. The square is a like triangle of concrete with a big fence around it, which is locked for some reason. Not much. There are these memories that are just too much for New York City's limited powers of recollection, and Joe Petrosino seems to be one of them. I learned the other day that he was a hero of Frank Serpico's, which makes a lot of sense because they both were Italian-American police officers who liked to wear disguises and do undercover work. Petrosino was what was called, I think, a white wing back in like the 1880s, which was a sanitation, certain kind of sanitation man, I guess a street cleaner. And he came to the attention of someone named Alexander, nicknamed Clubber Williams, who was a notorious, became a pretty notorious captain in the police department and was a rogue witness before a corruption and brutality hearing, the Lexow Commission in 1894 or so. But anyway, Williams liked Petrosino and brought him into the force. And eventually, as a problem of Italian-American organized crime developed, Petrosino's value to the force became very great, and he proved to be quite a capable detective, and he arrested lots of people, went after people who, well, it's like somebody who tried to blackmail Enrico Caruso and various mobsters of the day, and he was very adept at cultivating the press. He would sometimes call the newspapers when he was about to go do a raid, and he became quite a hero. And when he was, in fact, gunned down in the street in Palermo, Sicily, as the only New York City police officer ever known to have died in the line of duty on foreign shores, 250,000 people turned out for like the ticker tape parade in his honor in 1909, I believe it was. So that's the guy, and I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know how well the movie tells the story, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
Thank you, Jim. And I think, I'm not sure, there's an Italian-American museum on Grand Street. You might have seen it. It's an amazing building. It dates back to the early 20th century. The interior is exactly like an Italian-American bank. They just opened it as an Italian-American museum, and I think they have an exhibition on Petrosino going on now, but it may have closed. Don't quote me, but go check it out. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.